He asked about the Paris talks and particularly about these stories, and I knocked him down very hard and told him that I had asked Vance to come back and that Vance and Harriman had not recommended that we stop the bombing, and I went over again the what we expect from the other side if we stop the bombing and how important it was to get the South Vietnamese conference table. He seemed to agree with all that. He then spoke rather thoughtfully about Vietnam. He said that he thought that the decision to make a fight for it was the right decision. He thought we had had a bad deal on the public support for that basic decision, which he thought was right. He said it was very important that we come out of that situation with something that we can live with, even if it takes another year or two. He was really quite sober and quite thoughtful about his discussion of it. I touched on two or three other things, such as I did tell him the importance of that Pravda article about the new Soviet doctrine about Czechoslovakia. And I mentioned to him that NATO expects to hold its 20th anniversary meeting in Washington next April. He thought that was entirely normal and logical and had no problems about that. On the whole, he did not get into any matters of real suspicion or anything of that sort. He seemed to be fairly relaxed about his relations with you and me on the kinds of briefings he's been getting.
That's comforting. That's comforting. I was real concerned that he might be wobbling like our other friends had.
Well, I saw no evidence of it today. Now, that I don't know what he's going to say in a speech in the next 2 weeks, but today he couldn't have been more solid and wanted to be helpful on Vietnam, and he said that he thought that after the election that the president-elect would want to make himself available to you so that you could do everything that you could to get this thing over with on a tolerable basis, but we had to have a tolerable basis or the whole situation in the Pacific would roll up, and then the next president would face a terrible situation. So I think you'll find him reasonably relaxed on it, just wanted to be informed and to know that there was no tricky surprises around the corner in connection with these stories he's been hearing about. And we talked a little about the New York Times. I think he would agree with you on the New York Times.
Did he say, you didn't say anything about going to Honolulu?
No, I did not. I thought I'd better not.
Now, have you looked at your schedule, what the worst days are for you?
Well, now, I would have great trouble in getting away before Thursday night. What you might consider, Mr. President, because I don't want to pay too heavy a cost if we can in our relations with these people.
Sure,
Europe.
Sure.
If you go out Thursday and have your military discussions on Thursday, let me come out Friday and be there for political discussions. That might be one way to do it.
Mm-hmm.
That would mean I'd have to reschedule Mr. Debray of France in my schedule, but I think that would be possible. Then I could take care of all these others. You have a day of military briefings and discussions with Abrams. Let me join you then for the political side of it.
All right. You don't think that that I'll have any problems with these folks if I say leave here Wednesday night or Thursday?
I don't think so. I think that as soon as you announce that you're going, we'll just say that this has completely changed your schedule and you'll have to cancel other appointments.
We haven't, I don't think, firmed up, but...
I think I can explain that all right.
Well, we might conclude then that you'll come out Friday. You don't know when Clark's coming back, do you?
Let's see. He might be getting back about that time. We can check that, but Walt can check it, and I think he might be getting back about that time.
Okay.
All right, thank you.
Are you waiting?